Graham Thickens at the Rainmakers Conference on a rainy day, of course, in suburban Minneapolis. And I'm here with Pete Berkland of Rainsource Capital. How are you doing, Pete?
Good, Graham. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, and I hear you have 200 plus here today, huh?
Yeah, we're really excited about what we've been able to do to bring in about 30, 35 entrepreneurs, almost 100 investors, and other people interested in angel investing.
Beautiful. How many states are represented, would you say, counting your speakers? I know you've got one from California at least here.
Oh, I bet you we've got people here from 12 to 15 states, and we've got people that are interested in becoming angels, people that are angels, and we're just really thinking there's a lot of energy in the room right now.
Now, how many accredited investors are part of the Rainsource Network now? It's a big number, I know.
We have 450 accredited investors in our network. We're looking to grow that, and we're excited about opportunities we're seeing in Minnesota and other states about people wanting to be angels.
You bet. I suppose you'd like to have all of them here in attendance, but that's hard to do when they're coming from about 8 or 9 states, right?
Well, yeah. The one thing we try to shoot for is try to get good representation from all our states, and we've been able to do that, and so that we can continue to build on those networking opportunities for our funds. And so it's maybe not the numbers we get, but it's the quality of the people that we get from our funds.
And this is as much a kind of a workshop training thing as it is a conference, right? Have some sessions for that?
We try to do a couple things. One, we try to give people a sense of the industry. So today we've got 3 VCs talking, one about IT, one about healthcare, and one about clean tech. And then we've got some companies. Then tomorrow's some education things about how to start sales, how to get exits in this environment, so that people walk away saying, I got company stuff and I got a little bit of education at the same time.
Yeah, beautiful. And how many of your portfolio companies do you have exhibiting here? Tables for several companies here.
Well, we opened it up to anyone this year. So I would say out of portfolio companies, we've probably got about half, and the other half are just companies that are either coming into our network or entrepreneurs that we think that would be valuable to be in our network.
Sure, sure. I recognize some of them here already. Business Card 2 and a
we've
few
got
others.
Mix Mobi's here. Rapid I.O. is here. Just kind of looking around. And I think we've done a good mix as well, just IT with healthcare and some clean tech as well. So there should be something for everyone.
Yeah, beautiful. And we've got a lunch speaker coming up from Tech Coast Angels, right?
Yeah, Rich Sudeck, who's been one of the leaders in Tech Coast Angels and the Angel Capital Association, is going to talk about investor bias, where he's spent a lot of research over the last few years.
What is the topic?
Investor bias. So how angels come to a deal with their preconceived notions, and how do you look past that or fight through that to make sure you're making the best investment decision possible?
Yeah, sounds great. And then I know Seth Levine's coming up on that panel after lunch with a couple other VCs, right?
Right. Yeah, we're really excited to have Seth here, and very, very happy that he agreed to do this.
I've been trying to get him here for years.
And luckily we got him here, and hopefully Foundry Group and Rainsource will be able to at least be able to speak highly of each other.
Sure, or maybe even work together. Yeah, well, I know those guys out in Boulder like Minnesota, and they're not that far away, so I'm glad to see them.
Yep.
But hey, I'll let you go, Pete,
okay.
And good talking to you. Have a great conference.
Thanks, Graham.